6PR Breakfast. It's time for sport with Kim Hagdon.
For Tony Barlow Fine Tailoring, Whitford's Carousel, Morley Galleria, Claremont, Watertown, and 890 Hay Street.
All right, Hags, good morning. The day has arrived.
Yeah,
our first historic test match at the new stadium.
Yeah, intense anticipation, but our first ever test match at this plush new stadium could well be over early. This first ever pitch, it's just a green monster.
Right.
It's green. It's actually greener yesterday than it was on Wednesday. So once it's that green, no matter what the ground staff do in trying to nip the top of the leaf to try and get a bit of grass down, once it's there, with the surface underneath, the clay underneath hard, the grass is there.
Mm.
So this could well – it'll determine the test match, that how well your seamers bowl on this pitch and how accurate they are for persistent periods of time, particularly against our guys – who are wayward, particularly Stark, have to get their accuracy back and their radars working, hone right in, make them play heaps. There'll be divots on the pitch early into the first day, and then they need to be got out. So you can't roll them much. Once the pitch is handed over to the umpires, only 7 minutes at a time during an innings or a lunch break or in the morning.
Could you possibly see a team winning a toss and bowling today?
Beautiful. You're reading my script. I think one of those circumstances, no matter how much Tim Payne or Virat Kohli, the respective captains, might want to bat first, you know, because that's what you do. Get runs on the board. Even if you get nipped out for, you know, less than 200, 180, 200, you've got them on the board. There's that old-fashioned, no matter what level of cricket you play, this greatest level or down through the ranks, runs on the board are really helpful. But so you might want to bat first. You might be thinking about, should we bowl first? So it becomes perhaps not a bad toss to lose. Then it's taken out of your hands, especially if the opposition do decide to bat. You think, okay, a bit like what we saw in Adelaide. You know, Will said, oh, it's going to be hot. It's going to be 38 degrees. It's a flat, dry pitch. You've got to win the toss and bat first. Well, the Australian boys actually bowled very well and had them 4 for 40.
Mm.
So today, green monster, it'll determine the test and just how accurately your pace bowlers can sustain their accuracy to make everyone play. The thing is that is also significant. Help me whenever there has been four fast bowlers in an Indian team. Mm.
Yeah.
In an Indian team.
Yeah, good point.
So they have picked now. They've added Umesh Yadav. The last time he played, he took 10 wickets again. I know it was against the West Indies, but it was on a green top in Hyderabad.
Mm.
And then, of course, Mohammad Shami, Ishant Sharma, Jasprit Bumrah, who were good seamers and accurate for long sustained periods and bowl at good clicks. They're a 140 to 145. All four of them. India have picked four fast bowlers.
Mm.
I know the big offie, Ravi Chandran Ashwin, is supposedly injured. Yeah, I'm not so sure. I reckon they've maybe thought, looked at this strip and gone, hey, boys, we've got them. We've brought five big fast bowlers and
Let's
we might have
them.
To play them. So, look, another big fast bowler I want to monitor, and I want everyone to monitor, is the comeback of James Pattinson.
Yes,
we've got Test cricket. We go into the Big Bash starting next week. This fella has the best action and potential to be our Australia's best fast bowler. He's cut his pace back ever so slightly, massive back injuries and significantly sort of surgery to seize his vertebrae in his lower back, watch him through the Big Bash. By the end of the summer, back into Sheffield Shield crew, we'll be hoping this guy holds together for World Cup and then the Ashes next year. James Pattinson, Mitch Marsh might also be 12th man today and then back into the WA, the Scorchers Big Bash, play two games next week.
Mm-hmm.
Wildcats tonight, they've got a test of their own. I don't think we can ignore this. Just before 7 o'clock tonight, Sydney are in town. These are the two trendsetters of the competition this year. Sydney, Perth, and perhaps Melbourne to a lesser degree, but some big matchups. Another one, Chris Economides. Watch for him to emerge from the glory as a candidate for the Socceroos into the Asia Cup with the injuries now, particularly to
Moy.
And more so to Rogic. He's the type of player. Today's gem, you know how Lewis Jeddah through this week revealed, I really struggled. I probably should have come off the ground during the grand final.
Mm.
Jeremy McGovern shouldn't have even gone out there.
Mm.
It's being talked about his close confidants. He ripped muscle off the bone with that hip injury.
And still played.
That's a big, big story that'll develop somewhere when he actually releases his book
great
or a big
and
summer
played
story.
The big, Haggers, you've had a brilliant year. Thanks for everything in 2018. We'll see you in 2019.
Yeah.
Good on you, Hags.